Okay, we're going to be taping here today. Today is December 2nd. My name is Mary Ebach. I'm a volunteer for the Germans from Russia Heritage Collection in North Dakota State University Libraries in Fargo. Today we are visiting with Teresa Kuntz Buckmeyer in Rugby. And thank you for taking the time, Teresa. And so we'll start out with you telling me what your name is.
Teresa Kuntz Buckmeyer.
Okay. And then they would also like to know the date of your birth, when you were born.
And I was born the 10th of April, 1909.
And where were you born, Teresa?
In Blumenfeld.
Okay.
Orin, around Orin.
Okay. What is your father's name?
Engelbert.
Engelbert
Kuntz.
Okay. Where was he born?
In Russia.
Do you know the name of the town that he was born? The village?
Well, he was born in Ilzas.
Okay. This in Ilzas, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. When and where, or when did he die?
He died the 20th of July.
Where did he die?
At home.
In what?
And he was
in Blumenfeld?
In Blumenfeld, yeah.
And where?
And he was in Orin, in town. They lived in Orin town,
mm-hmm.
And he was grieving for watermelon, and the woman, the neighbor woman went to Rugby to town, so she brought watermelon. And before they went to bed, he grieved for watermelon.
Huh.
So they had lunch with the watermelon. And he was tired and he went in to go to bed, and he pulled the blanket over and fell on the bed with his hands, with one hand up to open his
shirt,
pant, you know, jacket. And he was dead. Hmm. That this was a heart attack.
That fast? Huh?
That fast, yeah.
Where is he buried?
In Orin.
Okay. Let's go to your mother now. What was your mother's name?
Dukeshire. Elizabeth Dukeshire.
Elizabeth Dukeshire. And what was her maiden name?
Dukeshire.
No, her maiden name was Dukeshire?
Yeah.
Okay. Where was she born?
In London.
Okay. When did she die?
She died in
Do you want your walker?
Do I? Reach up this little book here.
This white one?
Yeah. Grandpa Kuntz died July 20th, 1959.
Your father?
Yeah, my dad, yeah.
July?
The 20th.
July 20th, 1959.
Yes.
Okay, and then what about your mother?
Grandma, November the 23rd, 1969.
Mm. And then where is she buried?
Next to dad.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you know when or where your mother and dad married? Where did they get married?
That I do not know.
Okay.
But I think it was in in Monaghan, but I do not know.
So they were married when they came to America?
Yeah. Oh, they had the oldest son.
Oh, they already had a child when they came here.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
Sebastian.
Okay. How many brothers and sisters do you have in your family?
I have 6 brothers.
And what are their names? Who's the oldest?
Sebastian.
Okay.
John.
Okay.
Julius. George. Mike. And Frank.
And then your sisters?
Well, I got 4 sisters. And me, we are 5 girls.
Okay.
It is Dorothy.
And what is her last name now?
Beam.
Beam?
Yeah. She married, the first husband was Singer.
Okay.
And then he passed away in a heart attack. So she got married to John Beam, Carl's room.
Okay.
And then he passed away. She went back to Devil's Lake again. And she said in the home now.
Oh, okay. She's older than you are. Then,
yeah,
right?
She's 2 years older than me.
Okay.
And then there's Frances, and there was Mary, and Mary passed away 2 or 3 years ago. It's going to be 3 years now.
Who was Frances married to?
To Stefan.
Oh, okay.
And so is Mary.
Okay.
Was married to Stefan. And Rosina, she was married to John Broussard, and he passed away. So she's single now.
So you still have 2 living sisters?
Yeah. Two. 2 living sisters. Right. Dorothy is still alive.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. When did your parents come to America? Do you know that?
1901. They come and they went to South Dakota for the winter, and then they moved because the other ones come from the old country, the brothers and the sisters, and then they come back to Bloomfield, and that's where they stayed till they passed away.
Do you know where in South Dakota that they came to?
They were in South Dakota to one of my dad's uncles. He took them in, and then he didn't want to let them go out of South Dakota anymore. He wanted him to stay with them. But they wanted to go home to the other ones.
Do you know, when your folks came to this country, the name of the ship that they came on?
That I don't remember.
That's okay. That's okay. And then did they homesteaded, right?
Yes, they did. They homesteaded right away. They homesteaded.
And where was that again?
In Bloomfield.
In Bloomfield.
In McHenry County.
Do you know anything, if your grandparents or great-grandparents, anything about when they came from Germany to Russia to America?
No, they don't.
Okay, that goes back quite a ways.
Yeah.
Do you remember family stories that your father or mother told about incest in Russia?
Oh, yeah, they said many things sometimes, but, you know, it doesn't all hook together.
tell us a little bit about those that you remember.
Well, my dad said, you know, they had to do everything by hand, you know.
In Russia.
In Russia. Uh-huh. And when it was seeding time, when there was threshing time, when the grain was to be cut, so they had to cut it with the hand sickles, yeah. And then they had to, the rest of them, they had to go after that and put it in little piles to let it dry. And then when those little piles were dry, then they took them together and put it into a fence they had made extra, because it was a little higher than the bottom, you know. They had first made the bottom solid, so then they made the top with some, slits in, so the grade fell down into that part. And then they put the horses on top, you know, when those piles were dry. They put that in the fence and they turned the horses in, and they chased them in there. So they stepped everything out from them.
And then the grain fell to the...
And the grain fell down in those slots, you know.
That was a hard way of doing it, wasn't
well,
it?
Well, they knew how.
For sure.
You know, I will have to tell you a little story. But there was a guy and in the threshing, and he never farmed, but he had a hay rick, and he made had a box under that hay rick, and he had the hay rick fixed like that, had the boards apart, you know, so that when he had the bundles put on, when he had the whole bundles, and then he got on that hay rick and he stepped them out, you know. And then in the evening he drove home and he emptied that, so he had some, I don't know what he done with it, chicken feed or whatever, and maybe a few bags for to sell.
Sure.
That's what happened, yeah.
It's almost like stealing, isn't it?
Well, that was stealing. But he was watched. And then, they always had to have a supper at the house, you know. So when they had supper, there was two guys stayed out, and they took that out, what he had in the bottom, and he went home. But when he came home, he found out he didn't have it, what he wanted that day.
Oh, well, I guess it just shows you that stealing doesn't pay.
No, that didn't pay.
It did for once, but not the second time.
Well, it did more than once. He'd done it before, and he'd done it again and again.
Do you remember your folks talking about anything else that happened in Russia? I mean, now we're talking about harvesting. Did they ever talk about going to church there, or the government, or the army, or anything like that?
Not that I know. I know they had to walk. They had to walk to the church. Mm-hmm. And they had also had a bunch of cows. Well, not a bunch, but a few cows. And then there was always a guy that would take all those cows in that. They called it Fudar. That was like a little village.
Mm-hmm.
And they all put those cows in the same place. And that guy took them out to the country and herd them out there. And the evening he brought them back to the milking, and the cows knew where they're supposed to go. They went to their homes. Yeah.
I think there's something that kind of interests me is how did they decide to come to America? Do you know that?
Yeah, it was that they was telling about, there was a talking going on about war. See, and my dad, he was pulled in. He was a soldier in the old country. He was 3 years soldier. And he walked home 49 miles. And I don't know what they call them, Matrosa in the German, but I don't know what it, well, that means the head ones.
Oh.
Hired in, or when they got into he was pulled into the war, you know. Not war, but for soldiers. And and he was a good dancer, my dad. So they played tunes for him, and he had danced the Kosichok. You don't know anything about the Kosichok, do you?
Not that name, but I think you tell me how they did the dance.
Well, you know, they acted out. They acted the dance out while they were dancing. They jumped, they sat on the boat and the feet. They
kicked their feet out?
Yeah, and coaxed and botched and panting and drove somewhat slow. Oh, I don't know. It was that Maya Kager, his wife, lived here in town yet too, but they put her to the hospital now. And he just loved to see my dad and that dance.
So when he was...
There was a wedding.
So when he was a soldier then, he did this dance?
Yes, he had to do this for those guys.
Oh.
They paid them for this, to do that.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then after, when he was in the army for 3 years, then did he leave Russia then?
He got home, and then the other brother was pulled in. My uncle Sebastian was pulled in, next to my dad was pulled in. See, and my grandpa lost his wife, and he got remarried, and she had, I don't know, three boys or four boys, I'm not sure there. And they always went free, and the Coon side had to go and
be in the army.
And be a soldier, yeah. Was pulled in. So then that's why they left. That's what the main thing why they left Russia.
Okay, when your dad came over then, did your grandma and grandpa come too?
Yes. My dad's side, they come. And my mother's side, they both came.
Okay, when you said your grandpa remarried, what was that woman's name? Do you remember?
Yes, I remember her. Well, she wrote her name Kuntz when she got married to my grandpa, but she was married before to a Giesinger.
Uh-huh.
And then my grandpa Kuntz got married to her.
Mm-hmm.
But she brought those boys to the Kuntz home, see? And they were pulled there. And the Kuntz boys were pulled into the war, into the soldiers, and the
Giesingers didn't have, you know. Do you know, let's just for a little bit, which, do you know what the names of those Giesingers were?
Yes, there was a Czech, you knew Czech.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there was Bruno, and there was I've been not so sure, is it Cho or Chom? Yeah, I was not here. He was in Canada.
I see. Well, that's all really interesting. It's good that you can still remember. You got such a good memory, Teresa. It's good that you can tell us all these things.
Yeah, but the more we get into it, ich meine immer selber, was Josef says in der Honor.
Now that the Giesinger Jakob with the Kwanee,
yes.
was that?
That was my dad's son.
Stepson.
Stepson, yeah. Mm. And they were good friends. Oh, yeah. Well, du hast gewusst, sind sie gekommen mit Giesinger Checks zu uns. Und they hired my brother to work for them. Yeah. They were close friends.
Do you ever remember your folks saying that they would like to go back to the old country?
Oh, they talked a lot about it was better there in some ways.
Mm-hmm. In Russia.
In Russia, mm-hmm. Yeah. But they didn't like the idea what was going on, why? Because what had happened there, so they didn't like sure. That.
Do your parents get letters from people?
Yeah,
they did.
Well, you know this family uh-huh. that stayed back, uh-huh. and he had another sister that was there yet, besides her. And they wrote letters back and forth.
Do you have those letters?
No.
No. Do you know who might have those letters?
No.
They probably didn't save them.
No, they didn't save them.
Okay.
Well, there was nobody that could read them, from the family that could read them. German. See?
That was it German or Russian that they wrote?
German, I think, but maybe that one was a Russian one.
Mm-hmm. Did your folks ever talk Russian?
Oh, yeah.
They did?
Yes.
Oh.
They could rattle that just like you guys rattle off the English. That's the way they talked at home, at their homes.
Huh.
They talked Russian.
Oh.
My folks, my dad said they all talked Russian. And I've got an aunt in Canada, and she was full-fledged Russian talking.
Well, did you learn to speak Russian?
No.
Well, when they spoke Russian, when did they learn to speak German then? Or did
well,
they speak
they,
both?
They, knew, they had German before they that the
German learned. And Russian they
yeah.
spoke then.
They knew the German before the Russian.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, they grew up German, but then, you know, the friends around them were all Russians. That's how mm-hmm. come, just like you.
Mm-hmm. So you never learned to speak Russian.
No,
you didn't even understand one word of it.
Yo, dobro vecher. That means hello.
See, Ma never had one word of Russian.
Yeah, my uncle Sebastian and my dad, when they come together, when he comes down, it was just a mile apart, you know, and then what it was, he didn't know. Yeah.
Did you you spoke German at home with
yeah.
your kids and stuff.
Yeah.
Do your kids did they learn to speak German?
Yeah, most of them. Well, they knew how to speak it and they understand.
They could understand you.
Yeah, and they still do. And they still can talk it if they want to.
What about Your grandchildren now, your children's children, do they, any of them speak German?
No.
Neat. Not even a prayer or a swear word?
Head for lunch. Duke.
The next thing where we talked a little bit about, what were some of the chores that you had to do when you were little, when you were home?
Milk, rake the yards, get the wood, kindling wood, pick everything up that burned, the coal stove. And
clean the house?
Clean the house, yeah.
Help cook?
Whatever it was that I could do, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What did you like to
carry the water.
What did you like to do best?
Well, what had to be done, I had to wipe the dishes and sweep the floor. My other sister, she washed the dishes. And she cleaned the table, and I swept the floor, and then we carried the water in for the night. And next morning, if there was washing day, so we had to wash, carry all the water in.
When you were a bad girl, now it never happened, I know, but when you were a bad girl, and your brother was a bad boy, did they scold you different than your brother?
No, we got in fights. lots of times.
I know you weren't a bad girl. Where did you go to school?
It was a mile and a half from our home.
It was a country school?
Country school.
How many years did you go to school there? You.
Well, I was the eighth grade.
You went to the eighth grade?
Yeah.
Did you go to school all year, all the while school was on, or did you have to stay home sometimes to help?
No. The last time, it was eighth grade, I had to go down to Animus, and I was a cook. I had to make dinner, and breakfast and dinner and supper. And we had a great big house. It had 49 windows, that house. And a new house.
Where you lived?
Where we, in Animus. And a furnace in the basement. And which we not have had that at home. And two for the two boys, I had to cook.
Oh, so that wasn't your home, that's where you went to work.
That's where I went to work.
Uh-huh.
Well, my dad had rented the place. So it was mostly the half a summer that we were down there in Animus, and it was about 20 miles from our home. So it wasn't so fast coming back and forth with the horses, you know. And at that time we didn't have no cars yet. And then my brother gave me 25 cents and I had to walk to Animus and get a ring of sausage.
How far did you have to walk?
A mile. And then when I walked home, the neighbor, man, I kind of knew him, and he had an old car, no top on, and he picked me up and left me off because the road was just a little bit off from the house.
That you worked there while you went to school then?
No, I had to quit the school when I was in the eighth grade then.
Okay. When you went to school, were they the rest of the kids that went there?
Yeah.
Were they all German, or were there some?
They were all German.
They were all German.
All German.
What kind of games did you play when you went to school?
Oh, and the over, tags, and handkerchiefs. Drop the handkerchiefs.
When you went to school, how did you get there? Did you walk, or did your dad?
We walked. Well, most of the time. Well, the winter time, they hauled us with the sled.
How far was it from your home?
About a mile and a half, and that was the furthest.
The teacher that you had, was that a man or a woman?
Well, it was a woman the first place I went. It was a man the first place, and then we had an old woman, and she was a nice woman, a heavy set woman. I still remember her.
Now you're Catholic, and your parents and grandparents, they were all Catholic, right? Going back as far. What? Do you remember anything about your religion, like Kirchweihfest and all those? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, I remember that we had to stay home from school and had to go to the religious school in April. It started. And we always had it 2 months, religion school.
Was that taught by the nuns?
No, it was taught but from an old man. Not an old man, but
When you're little, he was old.
Yeah. Well, their oldest son was as old as I was. So that's how I knew them. And it was, Lena. Lena Heinz,
mm-hmm.
That was her dad.
Oh.
That was
her dad taught you.
Taught, yeah.
I see. And then they taught you like your prayers and?
Prayers and went to Holy Communion and everything and confirmation and everything.
Okay. When you went to church and all your prayers, Was that Latin or German?
No, it was German.
It was German. The Mass was in German?
Oh, everything was in German yet when I left Blumenfeld.
What was the name of the priest that was there mostly?
It was, I think that was Father Miller. I'm not so sure about it anymore.
When were you baptized or confirmed? Now I know you don't remember when you were baptized, but where were you baptized?
In Blumenfeld.
Who were your sponsors, your godfather and godmother?
My sponsors was my aunt Josephine Kuntz and my uncle. It was Frank Joseph. Duke.
Did you get a certificate for when you were made your first communion? Or
not at that time.
Confirmed?
There was not at that time.
Okay. Were your parents or grandparents, did they help when the church was started? Were they there when they built the church?
Yes, our church was built in 1906. I'll never forget it my whole life. I don't forget that. Because it was put out on the concrete foundation.
And which church was that?
Blumenfeld.
What was the name of it?
Yes, was weiß man nicht, dass ich nur Väter kann.
Was it in the country?
Yeah, country and, church.
And your parents and grandparents helped build it?
Yeah.
What did your dad do to help build it?
Well, I suppose what he could.
Did he bring horses in and?
That I could say. Well, they didn't dig no foundations at that time, but they had dug one. That was the last part of my seeing the church, country church. Yes. And then they moved the country church to my grandpa's land that he had taken up when he came to the Bloomington country. And then they moved it across the lake, and it just about went down. And there were so many people were against the moving part, but they finally got it out.
Why did they move it?
Well, they thought they had it long enough in this corner over here, and there was hardly nobody there. So they was going to move it further in, and nobody had cars, you know, too many. But then it split up. Then some of them got mad and went to Orm, and some of them went to that.
Is that church still there?
I think they burned it down. Yeah, it's burned down. Not too long ago.
Do you remember, like when you went to the funerals, what some of the songs were that they sang?
No, it's about the same as here.
Do you know anything about these iron crosses in the cemeteries?
Yes.
Did your relatives help make some of those?
My grandma and this Paul, they had iron crosses in the cemetery.
Who made them?
They were made in Orion. I think it was a Kessler, or I'm not too sure, but I
okay.
They were made in Orion, as far as I knew.
Do you remember any of your relatives, if they had to make the coffin for them, or were they all bought?
They were all bought.
Nobody had. You don't remember anybody having to make a coffin.
No.
Okay. Now we're getting into Christmas. How was Christmas celebrated in your home when you were with your parents?
Well, that was a Christkind. Mm-hmm. It was no Santa Clauses. But anyway, she come to Santa Claus at the Christkind. Came in the house with the root, with the branch.
A Christkind?
The Christkind, yeah. And with that you got a few in a row.
For them?
Well, if you was me.
If you were bad?
If you were bad.
Well, didn't the Christkind, wasn't that a good one? Didn't they bring you candy or presents?
Yeah. But, you know, the Christkind had to say, we see the base of Madre and we father and mother, we call it then. That's what the words were.
And then when did you get your present, your candy?
Well, then they put it on the floor, and then when you want to get it, it was going to hit your fingers. But you got it.
What do you know about the Benzenig?
Not much of that. There was no Benzenig.
No. What do you remember about Easter? How did you get ready for Easter?
Well, as far as I know, We had the little path going across from the house, across where we went to school. That's what Easter rabbit laid their eggs, our eggs.
Oh, were they colored eggs?
Yes, they were colored eggs.
And then did you have candy then too?
Yes, colored candy, those long ones.
And then what about Holy Week? What did you go to Stations of the Cross and stuff?
Oh yeah, went to Stations of the Cross.
This is when you were still home. Did you go to church on Good Friday and Holy Thursday?
Yes, we did. If there was snow, we had little overshoes on, but the snow cut was deeper, and so we stepped in so the snow was on top of the overshoes.
And then you went to church on Good Friday in the afternoon?
Yeah. I don't remember anymore.
Okay.
But I think it was in the morning.
What about Easter Sunday? Did you get all dressed up in new clothes?
Oh, yes. What do you think?
You wore hats and nice dresses? And
what we had, nice, sure. Everything good. The best we had. We had.
Was always for Easter.
And when we came home, we had to take them off. And put other clothes on.
When you got married, did it take place in church?
Yes, in Odin.
And then after you got married, then what? Did you have a meal? Or did you
yes.
start in dancing right away?
No, we had a meal.
And then you started dancing?
No, in the evening we went up to Fulda. And then that was the dance.
And then?
And the supper.
And the supper?
Yeah.
And how many days did that go on?
Two. Two full days.
did they sing any German songs?
Yes,
at the wedding?
They did.
Do you remember any songs that they sang?
No, I don't remember any songs. But Pete Bishop and old Tony Adolf Gerger, they played the wedding.
Accordion?
Accordion and the fiddle,
oh.
The back.
What, do you remember what kind of meals you had? What did you have to eat for that wedding? Was it just like a roast beef or chicken or?
I think it was chicken for dinner. The dinner was at our house, my folks'
mm-hmm.
house. And the supper was at Buckmeyer's.
Hence the Schnapskut.
Oh yeah, well, thanks. Oh, beer.
And beer? Was the beer homemade?
Yeah.
What kind of a wedding gown did you have? Was it a long white one or a dress?
No, it
or?
Was a light lavender one.
A dress?
Yeah.
That was your wedding dress, huh?
Yeah.
What about, do you know anything about a liebspun sash?
A what?
Liebspun sash? This kenne ich auch nicht. How many bridesmaids did you have?
It was two.
Two? Do you have a flower girl?
No.
Did they have, did they take pictures when you got married? Do you have a wedding picture of you?
Yeah. I had one.
Who took the picture?
Hansen.
Oh.
In town.
That woman?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. What about, where did you meet your husband?
Where did I meet? Oh, in my brother's wedding.
Mm.
At Fulda.
Mm-hmm. So it wasn't arranged by your folks then?
No.
It was something that just happened.
Yeah.
What kind of music and did you play in your, like in your home, when you were home with your folks here? Did they?
Oh, you know, we had the phonograph at home.
Hmm.
And my brother, he could play the mouth organ, you know, mouth duta. He could play that for hours.
Did anybody play like the accordion or clarinet or anything like that?
No.
Okay.
It was at the couplets.
Did you sing yourself? Did you sing?
Yeah, we sang.
Can you sing any songs now?
No.
Oh, just one.
That's gone.
Ah, just one.
No, I cannot do that anymore. We had to sing for Old Man Locker, or was it Lena Hines is dead, and he thought I was a good singer.
Well, that's why you should sing now.
But I forgot about that though. That wasn't always singing time.
Yeah. Where did you, when you went to parties or dances, where did you go? Did you go to town or somebody's farm?
Yeah, we went to we had an old place there where my uncles lived. There was a place, there was a wedding, there was dances, Sunday evening. But only till 12 o'clock.
Sure.
Then we all had to stay home, be home.
Sure.
And then my sister, she had a birthday, and then they had a dance in our summer kitchen. And that was a full one.
When you got sick or cut yourself or burned yourself, what kind of medicine did they use? Do you remember, did your grandma mix up some medicine or?
Yeah.
Your mother?
The Hagadu was a gakenton. Just what they knew, what to put on. And tie it up, put some salt on.
Salt?
Yeah.
What did they use salt for, when you cut yourself or burnt yourself?
To quit bleeding.
Oh. What about, did they use like Comilite for anything?
Yes, when they had the swollen foot or something hurting, then they made Comilite.
And they used that too.
And you know what? We had